Looking at the poultry sector now on our Market Friday edition of The Country Viewpoint, Dr. Joe Sillance, the CEO of the Australian Chicken Growers Council, is joining me. Dr. Sillance, great to have you back on the program, and I want to ask you about some opportunities in carbon farming. Before I do, though, how is the chook industry dealing with carbon emissions?
Just like everybody else in agriculture, the entire meat chicken industry is working on reducing its emissions. But chickens are actually incredibly efficient in terms of emissions because they use small land areas. A lot of them have got solar powers and battery now, and very, very efficient users of feed. So the conversion of feed to kilograms of meat is incredibly efficient. And to that extent, you know, chickens do have an advantage over ruminants, but that's innate. But yeah, we're pretty close to the lowest carbon emission industry in agriculture in Australia. The other issue that's coming out of that now is that we're starting to see our chicken farmers, we call it carbon farming. It's actually either reducing your emissions or sequestering carbon in order to earn carbon credits, which are tradable and are worth money. And this is a nice one for South Australia at the moment because even on a small land area, you can dramatically improve the amount of carbon in your soil. And the way it works is you sign on to the scheme, and it's the you read up on Australian Carbon Credit Units, which is ACCU, and you have a look at how it works. And then what you do is you measure the amount of carbon in your soil before you start your program, and then after you start your program. Now, I never thought I'd say this, but this is actually an area where the drought in South Australia can work to your advantage. Because right at this moment, the amount of carbon in the soil is as low as it will ever be. So if anyone was considering doing carbon farming or developing a program for carbon credit units, now would be the time to do your before studies on your soil, and then eventually this drought will break and you'll put in your additional program, and then you'll measure the amount of carbon in your soil again, and obviously that gives you the best possible chance of the best possible outcome. So yeah, I can find, I'm not saying it's a silver lining in a drought by any stretch of the imagination, but at least it allows you to turn some of these lemons into lemonade.
Certainly is good to look at the positives at least, but no, I agree with you. There's no silver linings in a drought really, and hopefully there is an end in sight to the drought in South Australia and to other parts of Australia that are experiencing drought and drought-like conditions. Well, it sounds like chook farmers around the country are taking advantage of opportunities in carbon farming. Do you have an idea of how many within the chook industry are taking advantage?
The percentages are hard to estimate because a lot of people have improved their sequestration of carbon, but without necessarily signing on to the carbon units. But there's a whole bunch of larger farms in South Australia and New South Wales that have signed on for Australian Carbon Credit Units. And every single one of them say it was worth the effort. So that's worth it. And then, of course, separate to that, we've got individual farmers just doing quiet individual activities on their farms. So in some cases, it's planting trees and bushes. And in some cases, there's one farmer who's taken up a mobile hydrogen production system. There's a whole lot of stuff under trial, so it's happening.
Great insights into the poultry industry, as per usual, Dr. Sillance. Thanks very much for your time. Have a great week. We'll catch you next Friday.
Good to chat. See you later.